This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Tell you what I hate, plugging things.
I know. Well, we live in a world of self-promotion, Sean, unfortunately, so that is something we're just going to have to do, otherwise people aren't going to
know. All right, fine, all right, come on. Okay, hello, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Paul McCaffrey, and before this new episode, we just wanted to say thank you so much for your support so far, and we really hope you've been enjoying the podcast.
We've set up an Instagram page, at What's Upset You Now, where you can find out about live events, upcoming guests, and our brand new one-hour YouTube show that we are launching very soon.
So, to keep up with all the latest news from What's Upset You Now, give us a follow on Instagram. Was that all right?
You sound like you're hosting, like, breakfast television.
I wish I fucking was.
What's upset you now?
I was just staying in a hotel over the weekend, and had breakfast, had the full English breakfast, and I had to make the toast. Like, you're either cooking the breakfast or you're not, mate. It's not it's not a team effort, is it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, you want toast, the toast over there. It's like, well, you fucking make it. I'm paying 10 quid for breakfast. That is the whole point. I don't have to. I've got to come down from my room. The breakfast ends at the end. The breakfast ends at 10 o'clock. So I'll see you at 9:59. Standard. And when I get here, I want you to cook it all. Hey, right, we're on a full English breakfast. Yeah, okay. The eggs are over there. The beans are over there. Here's a saucepan. Why have I got to cook the toast?
By the way, was it a toaster?
And also, there's always a queue. So I stand behind someone else who's got a weird way of cooking toast. Oh, I stop it halfway through and fan it around a bit, then put it back in, then turn around and chuckle at you. So I'm not finding.
Was it a toaster, or was it one of those machines where you sort of chuck the bread in and then it comes out the other side? I've got to say, I know this isn't the place of positivity. I love those machines.
I don't, because it looks like the bread's having more fucking fun than I am. Yeah, put the bread in that thing and it comes sort of sliding down.
I love it.
Like a dry ski slope for bread. And then some idiot in front of you puts it through twice and then it comes back burnt. It's, oh, it's burnt, I'll have to do it again. It's like, all right, mate, now I'm having a cold-cooked breakfast, am I?
A dry ski slope for bread.
Standing behind someone that's never used one before, tries to push it up the back way.
Those are like one of those things that, those toasters, that like when you're a kid, that excite you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The wonderment of life, that when you're a child, that toaster is just, you know, I'm so happy to be alive. Look at this toaster.
Yeah, and then,
I wish we had a toaster.
And then when you actually stay in a hotel on your own, you're right, you realise that A, you're basically now working there, and B, one trip round isn't enough, and two is too many. Once is just making it like stale bread, and twice is burnt. That is one of the increasing frustrations of adult life. That what you thought was a bit of fun is actually a major inconvenience and doesn't work properly.
Yes, that is adult life. That is that the realisation, the truth, being hit right hook, bang, with the truth. Like, I remember when I was a kid, two things I wanted to do. Be a movie star.
Right.
Or I really wanted to be the person that drives those, you know, those little vans you get when they drive around the airport. There's always like two old people on the back.
I mean, airports are not a good place either, are they, for kind of that sort of inconsistency. So, oh, yeah, that's all right. Just wheel him up the front. He's 80. I don't care.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Fuck, whilst we're on airports... Oh, right, OK, I just want to go and quickly buy some chewing gum. Oh, I forgot to get toothpaste. All right, I'll quickly go to WH Smith.
Don't buy toothpaste in WH Smith's. It's about 18 quid a tube.
Yeah, and can I see your passport? What the fuck do you want to see my passport for? I fucking got through, didn't I? I'm fucking here.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? I managed to sneak through customs. Oh, but I've been fucking caught at WH Smith trying to buy the toothpaste. They've got me. Oh, fuck it.
It's the one place in the airport that is more expensive than it is out on the normal street. Why am I going to have snuck through customs to pay over the odds for a tube of toothpaste? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Can we see your boarding pass? Why? Are you taking me to Greece? What the fuck is this? Just sell me the toothpaste.
I think if it's, like, you know, duty-free, you have to be going to a certain amount. Like, you can't get duty-free if you're flying to, like, Dublin or Glasgow or whatever. So, like, if it's a domestic flight, I understand that. But, yeah, if you're, like, buying a sandwich from Pret or... Get yourself a full English breakfast from Wetherspoons, where I might add, you wouldn't be expected to cook your own toast. You can say what you want about Wetherspoons, but they say they're going to cook you a breakfast, they will cook the whole thing. As advertised. I'll tell you what else pissed me off in this hotel. So I go through booking.com, I'm away, and I thought, right, I'm going to treat myself, because you can quite often get a deal on, you know, booking.coms where you'll get like a spa. And I mean, what qualifies as a spa in some of these places? They've just gone, right, we've got an old store cupboard. The person who made this steam room and sauna, it was definitely not what they normally do. They have got... Like, this was not built by a sauna and steam specialist. I reckon the steam room is just basically built two kettles into like a tile compartment which occasionally someone comes around and turns on. There's no way that was like Corgi registered. The sauna, I tell you what, if I'd have sat in there much longer, I'd have come out with third degree burns. It was unacceptably hot. I can't even remember what it was called, the Hideaway Spa, and they're playing some sort of like panpipe music. But so it's like, come in, relax, let all your worries wash away. And you just walk in, you go like, this used to be the old linen storeroom that you've converted into a spa. Yeah, yeah. And there's some like Aggie woman working on the counter. Hello? Oh, you're going to need a pan for the locker. It's like, oh, God, for one moment I thought I was in the Amazon rainforest, but I soon snapped out of that.
What I love is when they're playing spa music, but the spa music is covers of like big pop singles. So you can hear like Spice Girls 2 Become One.
Well, it's just that the whole thing's been bought from the pound shop. There was no shower gel in the shower as well. I went in and I said, excuse me, have you got any shower gel? There's no shower gel in the shower. She's like, So she went off. She came back with like half a massive bottle of shampoo that had been left in lost property. Which I used. I was like, well, I've got no choice. I'm covered in sweat. I checked out of my room. I was like, oh, anyway.
What is shower gel? I've never understood. I don't use it. What is it?
You don't use shower... Oh, God. What do you use? Here we go. Something out of the bloody Holland and Barrett. I actually use straw. It's exfoliating. It's...
What is shower gel? I don't know.
What do you mean, what is shower gel?
What is it? I don't know. I don't understand what it is.
Well, it's like liquid soap, isn't it? So what do you wash yourself with then?
Well, I've got these salt things. These, like, exfoliate...
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What?
You are the sort of person...
What?
...who, back in the day... would have bought a potion off one of those, like, travelling snake oil salesmen. the Wizard of Oz, where the, like, guy turns up in town and goes, ah, fix all your ailments with this one blah, blah, blah. And you'd have been stood there going, oh, I'll have a bottle of that, please, mate. It's a magic salt. You're not Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
Here you go. What's that? Oh, it's a salt you wash yourself with. It aligns your chakras. It's only 35 quid for a little tub. I can have two, please. You moan about paying 8 quid for a tube of toothpaste from WH Smith. How much is that salt and where'd you get it from?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the names of the place. It is Westfield. I live by Westfield. There's loads of shops. I go in. I don't know. I just like, I like the bathroom to look nice. I like the...
Do you know what it should be called? It should be called Mugs R Us for people like you. Or toomuchmoneynotenoughsense.com.
Well, I don't have too much money, I can tell you that now.
It's a little shop I go to called More Money Than Sense.
Maybe that. Oh, the latest fad. I'll tell you what I've been trying. Wim Hof.
Wim Hof?
Freezing cold showers in the morning.
Oh, no, he's gone. He's gone cold water. He's gone full cold water swimming. Oh, no, 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 these people. They're all really manic. Yeah, it's really good for your mental health. It really sorted me out. I was like, it doesn't look like it has, mate. You know, you're about to explode. Yeah, I just get in there every morning. I do cold water swimming. It's really relaxing. It's like, Jesus Christ, calm down.
It's just the latest fad. The last one didn't work. Now it was Pilates. Yeah, forget Pilates. No, we're on Wim Hof now. It's all about Wim Hof. Do you know what I always think? Who is buying those men's fitness magazines?
It used to be me when I had a really bad hangover. I think that was the only one copy that used to sell in our local Sainsbury's was me after a three-day bender. Hello there, can I have a bottle of Lucozade and men's health magazine, please? I'm sorting this out Monday.
Well, you've not done it. So, you've got these magazines, right? They're monthly. What's in this one that wasn't in last month's? Surely a fitness magazine should be a book. What have you done? You've bought it that month. You've gone, no, it's not worked. Let's see what's in next month's. What is the point in a fitness magazine? Like, that has got to be the biggest con. If you've said... buy this magazine, you'll get fit. Why is there another issue?
Because they change their minds every 5 minutes. And you have just exactly proved that point by saying that your new thing is cold water swimming. So, the spa that I went in at the weekend, everything was hot. It's like, yeah, come in, have a sauna, have a steam. It's really good for you. The heat relaxes you. And now they've decided that the absolute opposite is true. Oh, no, actually, sorry, we did say really hot. What you want to be is really cold. That'll sort you out.
Yeah.
They can't make their minds up.
I'm with you. I know I'm doing it. It's the same with Gillette, the trimmers.
In what respect?
Well, the Gillette Mac 11X. Well, hang on. I thought you said you sorted it with the last one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, you're going, ignore the ones before. This is the one. Well, hang on, you said this last time. When are you going to actually work out what the fucking beard trimmer is? You've had long enough.
They worked up to five. We've now got five blades. And now they've gone back to two. Now they've decided that actually you're better off. Yeah, okay, guys, contrary to everything we've been saying about how we managed to, okay, the Mac 3, the Mac 4, the Mac 5. It's like the Mac 2, actually... Why have five blades when you only need two? So, well, hold on, that's what you had 6 years ago.
Exactly. You know what it is? I'm going to say the word, and I know you don't like it when I talk like this. Capitalism.
Oh, God. Here he is. Oh, Greta Thunberg. I can imagine you leading a march down to Gillette's headquarters and then just turning outside with a Mac 5 and just snapping it in half and a really... There you go. That'll show you, you capitalist pigs. Stamping up and down on it.
Oh, God. Getting one of the execs, everyone holding him, and I shave his beard.
Have you ever been on a march?
Oh, good question.
Thank you very much.
Have I been on... Do you know what I always think?
You'd just be behind it moaning about the fact that it's going to make you late to wherever you've got to be.
No.
That's what your autobiography should be called, The Accidental Marcher. You at the back of a march going, oh, for fuck's sake. God, that guy at the back was really into it, wasn't he? He's looking really pissed off.
I think most people want to care. I think most people actually want to be on that march. But the thing is, I've got too much shit on.
Right, yeah.
I always think, you know, when I see someone with a sign, you know, like they've got signs, you go, I don't even have time to make that sign. Like, you've had to go to a shop. You've had to go buy a plank of wood. You've had to get, like, A3 paper. You've had to get, like, a big red pen. Like, already I'm like, just forget it. There's enough of them there. And we've got work.
I once saw a bloke outside the tube station, Tottenham Court Road, with one of those placards, and it just said Jesus on it. It looked like he'd come to pick him up. Looked like it was his... You know when you get, like, a cab driver on holiday? It's like, Jesus.
Back from the dead, just flown in from Jerusalem.
Back from the dead, just got on the Northern Line down to Tottenham Court Road.